Thank you. Right, I'm going to carry on with a couple of slow tunes now. It's a tune I wrote this week. You weren't listening to the last guy, were you? And I follow it with... No, I put this... I don't know, I think it's a Canadian sort of tune. It's called In Christ, There's No East or West. And I called the first one, because I'm really an original thinker, I called it Mrs. Elizabeth to me, all right, which is my mother. I said, I wanted someone, you see. But anyway.
Thank you. think I thoroughly confused everybody with the announcement I attempted to make before the intermission regarding the dances. In actual fact, there will be only one dance this evening, but it will be for the Dance Week people during the second half of this concert. Then it will be after that, it will be open to everybody. It will be in the pavilion, and we hope you all can come up and join us in our wonderful new dance facility here at Augusta. Well, as you heard in that set, people are pushing traditional music into new realms, and our next performers are leaders in this movement, and wonderful musicians. And Niles Hockenen and Jerry Rockwell have both been here before, teaching and playing, and they have a tape out together that just came out called Into the Fever Rain. So please make welcome Niles Hockenen and Jerry Rockwell.
Crammed it on the game show after that. Bah, 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 bah.
Thank you.
do.
Okay, we're going to go into the Irish, the Scottish thing.
Okay, we're going to bring back Mr. Scary. Simon, this is a Scottish-derived song, is it, Jerry?
Yeah, this is a Scottish pipe tune. It's called Mist Covered Mountains. We're going to take up the tempo a little bit, so it's not so much of a lament. I guess it's originally a lament, and I was very happy to see that Simon knew the same tune, so one of my favorites.
And one of mine. And one of Neil's.
Thank you.
fortune now. I think we all know which one we're doing.
Oh, we'll send this one out to the research scientists from the National Institute studying the effects of sleep deprivation. Had a good time this week, did you, boys?
Blues and E here. E blues. Blues and E. And E blues, really. Blues and E. Think of your own name for this one. The out of tune mandolin.
Person when I was down in New Orleans, you know. Been getting these sharp pains in my side ever since then.
Thank you.
okay. Now here's a folk song of the future, maybe. And I need vocal help on the chorus. And it's very simple, so we don't need to outline it old gospel style or anything like that, but you'll pick up on it. Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm leaving now.
That's why.
Augusta's answer to Jimi Hendrix. We've entered the Twilight Zone. Well, I don't know if we'll see any more of Niles and Jerry. The music police are waiting for him backstage. It's really nice knowing him, though. Oh, well. Our next performer, actually, I was talking to him backstage, and I think we realized that we can say this, that of all of the musicians who come to Augusta this summer, he has been here the longest. He has been here since the early 70s, when Augusta started. He came here to help build Hammer Dulcimers. He said that his first class, there were 12 students, and that was probably the largest collection of dulcimers that had been on this continent in 50 years at that point. And certainly he is the man more responsible for the revival of this wonderful instrument than anybody else you can think of in the United States. If you want to buy an instrument from him, I have some bad news for you, because it'll take you about 5 years to get one, because that's how long his waiting list is. Just a wonderful craftsman, wonderful maker of instruments, and a wonderful player of instruments, and a wonderful purveyor of the Hammer Dulcimer, Sam Rosetta.